Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the UR Madness Sweet 16, Chuck a Nut results, and Browning's new Backbone Trail FKT. We're kicking things off with a recap of the first two rounds of Ultra Runner Madness 2017, or as you all know it, Ultra Runners Talking on Twitter. Hashtag UR Madness 2017 edition. Archie revealed the brackets last week and just released the round of Sweet 16 winners. Let's get into it. It was Amelia Boone outresting at Rest Day Brags with her Pop-Tart wits, but controversially took part of herself down? The Jizz is out for the count.
Hey everybody, it's the Jizz reporting in from the Beast Coast on this beautiful spring afternoon. Hey, gotta check in on UR Madness. It's been a crazy couple of days there in that insane Twitter sphere world of ultra marathoning, and for some reason an obstacle racer has made it through to the Sweet 16 while all kinds of really strong runners have fallen by the wayside. The only hope left, of course, is Jam Jam. He's still in the mix, and a couple other fast guys, also a few other Western States top teners, and then of course Lord Balls and his bloody nipples. He's still going, and he's running up against Billy Yang this time. Maybe they'll make a movie together and we can all watch it come June in Squaw. From the Beast Coast, it's the Jizz.
After Patty O'Leary again takes out his competitor with a puke shot. I hope Amelia doesn't have any of those floating around. I'm gonna be in trouble if we meet later in the Elite Eight. Tim Tollefson wiped away Walmsley's shirt, quite literally. Apparently something about too many holes for a clean wipe. Facing him will be Ethan, the Ginger Runner, Newberry. David Roche is out after he claims he misread opponent's Twitter handle. Lewis Taylor speeds past him to the round of Sweet 16 versus the Megazord of Bethany Patterson and Ash Walsh as at Patterson runs 100s, who somehow steamrolled through Debo without a single tweet. On the other side of the board, it's at WS Sweatpants, who must relinquish themselves to the winner anyhow, versus Clint Likes Beer, who clearly also knows how to properly lube up, surpassing 50-mile chub rub to face off in the Sweet 16s. Yeti Runners out-hopped Megan Hicks of irunfar.com with their brewery mastery. The Yeti now faces Matt Keyes, who better have a response to Yeti's claim that no West Coasters can bramble out of a Tennessee holler. Yo, Yeti! Didn't seem to be a problem for Wood, Kaiser, Tilden, Nelson, Robinson, Mooney, Campbell, and Holland. Lord Balls will face Billy Yang, and although the games don't begin officially till Thursday, things on Twitter are already heating up as Gordy Balls disturbingly bursts onto the scene. Lastly, Run Doctor 74, aka Pam Smith, tries to keep her cool against Bisp So Hot. I'll let them take it from here. Stay tuned next week for the final four. On to the weekend's races. The 25th running of Chuck a Nut was a burner this year, as Hawks once again went bridesmaid, this time against Max King. Sage was with these guys with a 10K to go, but couldn't keep pace, falling back about a minute per mile. Hawks claims this as the first time he's ever run in the mud. Can we get this boy out of Utah some more, guys?
Hello, Skolpada here with the young, lightning-fast Nathan and Hoka One sponsored ultra runner, a Hayden Hawks. Now Hayden is not from a Sweden, but since he looks like he belongs in Ava, we like him. Hayden, we have a couple of questions for you today. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. How fast are you?
Fast. Very fast.
And two, since Young Bomsley cannot drink beer, and you do not drink beer, who would win if you raced him in a beer mile?
Well, if it was non-alcoholic beer, I would crush him.
So there you have it, straight from the Hawk's mouth. Coconinos, we are coming for you. Fast.
For the ladies, it was ultra virgin Ladia Albertson-Junkins who was all smiles. Second place was new Under Armour athlete Yao Wang, just 6 minutes back, Watch for Wang at next month's Lake Sonoma as she chases a golden ticket for this year's States. Looking for the next edge in your ultra diet this spring? For this one, we look back to Rocky's coffee diet that might be the perfect thing we've been looking for to pair with our new high-protein, high-fat, low-carb diet. Stallone threw back 25 cups of coffee a day to keep him pumped full of energy while on his high-protein binge during filming. The Arizona Republic featured an article on the fastest times on Arizona trails, pulling data from the popular website and app Strava. No surprise that Jim Walmsley and Alicia Vargo were both prominently mentioned across the state as owning multiple records. Too bad they didn't check out my own 8A-8 takedown from Chasing Walmsley. Jeff Browning won the Coyote Backbone Trail Ultra, which crosses the entire ridge of the Santa Monica Mountains outside Los Angeles. For years, this was a self-supported 68-mile fun run with an underground FKT record being kept on the Pro Board's website. But Browning not only took down the race's course record, but also now owns the FKT outright. The Coyote cohorts, who organized the race, are well known for their odd antics, and one we really dig is the propeller hat for the race leaders and DFL. If you get passed, you must relinquish the crown mid-race. An article featuring the transition of some elite marathoners to the trails surrounding last year's Beat the Sun event, circumnavigating Mont Blanc, just rolled off the presses. This is March, folks. The 140-kilometer race gives relay teams 15 hours, 41 minutes to finish the entire route before the setting summer solstice sun. As Colorado runner Megan Kimmel knows firsthand, that sometimes can come down to seconds. 2 years ago, her team finished with 33 seconds to spare, but missed it in 2015 by just four. So how do our own world-class elite roadrunners fare? Well, Ryan Hall participated and was pummeled by being on his feet for 4 hours, also having to resort to hiking poles or wizard sticks at one point to keep his power walk strong. He claims to have felt like a creaky old man on some of the downs. Dina Castor, also participating, was shocked at what us trail runners consider a climb when she faced some of the tougher legs of the route. Wake up call. A British fell runner is jailed for 18 years following an attempted murder of an athletics official. This all after the official was seeking verification of hormone levels of said fell runner, Lauren Jessica, since she was reportedly born a man. Pretty sure that isn't the way to clear your name in a clean sport case. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or predictions for the UR Madness Final Four, tweet us, @MountainOutpost. Oh, and have a shit week.